You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
दुनिया में आज देखिए ईरान के साथ हुई परमाणु
संधि पर le retrait américain d'erreur dans un communiqué.
عدد كبير من الخليجيين عن فرحتهم بالانسحاب الامريكي من الاتفاق النووي مع ايران.
Yes, that was international coverage of President of the United States, Donald Trump's decision to pull out of the Iranian nuclear deal. So I guess I'll just do a bit of background on what the deal is. Pretty much, Iran agrees to stop processing nuclear materials that could be used for weapons, and they get sanctions lifted. Trump has now said, fuck that, because he ran on during this campaign saying that. And so this was quite well received on, I believe what's coming up next is Fox News. Yes, on Fox News, which really treated it as like Trump has now fulfilled his promise.
Good evening, I'm Brett Baer. We're coming to you live tonight from the White House as the administration deals right now with reaction to President Trump's announcement a few hours ago here that the U.S. is withdrawing from the Iran nuclear deal. As a candidate, of course, Mr. Trump campaigned hard on a promise to get the U.S. out of a deal he called horrendous and one-sided. As president, he labeled the agreement ridiculous and insane. His political opponents and European allies say he has no real plan that they've seen going forward. Chief White House correspondent John Roberts starts us off here on the North Lawn with a massive global story.
Yeah, it certainly is, and one that we've been expecting for a long time too, Brett. Where we go from here is uncertain, but one thing that is for sure, just about everybody who has an interest in this has something to say about it.
It was a move a long time coming. President Trump had vowed in the earliest days of the campaign to scrap the Iran nuclear deal. Today, he did it.
It is clear to me that we cannot prevent an Iranian nuclear bomb under the decaying and rotten structure of the current agreement.
Yes, that was Fox News' coverage of President Trump pulling out of the Iran deal. And it's just obvious how they framed it as he's doing what he said he'd do. He's sort of doing the right thing and such, and that this is how we confront Iran. Meanwhile, of course, the reaction was considerably different on Iran's state broadcaster, Press TV, where they show the debate.
To the debate. I'm Kavita. The U.S. has exited the JCPOA, the nuclear deal with Iran, and with that, the U.S. credibility, well, in many respects, has gone out of the door. Iran's leader has slammed the U.S. president's decision and threats, along with the other signatories of the deal, like France, Germany, and the U.K. Now, in this debate, we're going to take a look at the fallout from the U.S. withdrawal, how it will affect the U.S. standing in the world, and what kind of steps Iran will take, like whether or not to stay in the deal. From Vienna first, let's talk to our correspondent, Homer Lesky, who joins us. Well, today was an important day, the day after the U.S. to pull out from this historic deal, Homa. Tell us what the IAEA has said regarding the way that Iran has adhered once again to its commitments when it comes to the IAEA and its provisions.
Yes, that was Press TV's The Debate, talking about the Iranian nuclear deal. And I guess just because we're pressed for time, one thing I'll say that's interesting is just how Iran has now become the sort of responsible world actor. And now the United States is more the global pariah, sort of acting, doing whatever it wants.
Mm.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.